And we are live. Hello, everybody. This is the Market Made Easy with the Maxwell Group at Bloomtree Realty. I'm Kellen Hoskins, realtor with the Maxwell Group. To my right, we've got Carissa Maxwell, our fearless leader. And in between us today, we have the one and only, the great and powerful, Jenny Browning from Bloomtree Rental Solutions. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How about you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. Carissa, how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited you're here, Jenny.
Thank you. Awesome to see you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. And today we're going to talk about just the rental market in general. And we're also going to be discussing a little bit about renting versus buying, so you guys can make an informed decision. Really, that's what it comes down to is can we make an informed decision on what's right for us in any given season of life. So, Jenny, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I moved to the Prescott area in 2005, pretty much exactly 13 years ago with my children, because the commute in California was insane and they were being raised by the school system and just wasn't fair to them, especially. So we looked into moving to a couple different areas and landed here, and I've loved it ever since. And I got into property management in 2007, got my real estate license in 2008, and I've been doing property management and real estate sales ever since then.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
I've also got a little bit of a background in property management, as does Carissa. My family, my grandmother owned a very large property management company for over 30 years here in the Prescott area, and I know Carissa also worked in that field as well. So it's it's definitely an interesting field to work in for sure. So let's just get right into it.
Okay.
What is your opinion or your view on the rental market right now? Obviously, I think you can speak locally to it, but even on a national level, I'm sure there's trends that you can kind of identify for us.
Yeah, absolutely. The rental market is challenging. It's challenging for us as property managers because there's a lack of inventory for the amount of people needing housing in our area. A lot of people moving here from out of state, California, Colorado, places that heavily get snow. We're seeing a lot of migration from areas like that. And unfortunately, the prices, you know, supply and demand have gone up because of the housing shortage. We've had pretty close to 2 years now. So it's definitely affecting our workforce, our retirees, our folks and residents that are on fixed income, because with the prices being driven up, they're being forced to take on roommates that they wouldn't normally do, or, you know, just completely move out of the area and somewhere more affordable for them.
So would you say that, somebody who is thinking, okay, I've got to move to the Prescott area and they're looking for rentals, are they going to be able to find something, or is it, you know, are they going to have to plan 3 months in advance? I mean, what kind of planning does somebody coming here have to do?
It's not easy to plan for it, unfortunately, because houses, when they hit the market, they move very, very quickly. If they're in the price range of, you know, 1800 and up, they sit on the market a little bit longer, so they might have an easier chance. But 1500 and under, especially under the $1,000 mark, those are snatched up immediately. And you have to be quick. You have to be diligent, watching websites like realtor.com. We post our vacancies on showmetherent.com through our software. But just watching it and being quick and calling, you know, whoever's managing the property, calling them directly to try and get in on it as soon as possible.
Yeah. One of the things I've noticed, especially when clients ask about rentals and they're in transition between buying a house, and, you know, they're in between, kind of in this gap, is that they're missing, all of that information because it's all in different places. So there's not like one website where somebody can come and look at all of the rentals available in the Prescott area. It's website, website, website all over the place. And, you know, is there something that they can do to kind of, you know, kind of try to, I mean, can they just call you and then you can kind of let them know whatever, do you know all of the different rentals in the area, or is that really a problem that they can't really solve?
Yeah. Unfortunately, what's happening is that, there's not one good website for that information. We have access to the MLS. That's really the best database, but not every management company puts their rentals in there. Very small percentage. And I think there's well over 20 management companies in the area right now. And like us, we use a property management software, and our vacancies go out on over 30 different websites through our software. Rather than it taking 30 minutes roughly to put a listing in the MLS, it takes 1 second for us to syndicate our vacancies out to all those different websites. So obviously from a time perspective and running a business and staffing, it makes more sense to just use our software for marketing. But Realtor.com seems to be another really great website that has a majority of the rental listings. They do feed from the MLS, and they do update their information and their listings frequently. So they're not looking at old listings like the Zillow website, where they're, you know, they make their money from people paying for ads and paying for leads. They leave the listings up longer.
Interesting information. You know, one question that I think I've had the most is, you know, what are you seeing as the average rent for, you know, kind of what we would consider on the sales side is kind of our bread and butter, you know, a 15 to 1800 square foot, 3-bed, 2-bath in a decent neighborhood. What's that running right
so
now?
So I peeked at the MLS earlier today. There's 29 active listings, ranging from, you know, studios to 3-4 bedrooms. The average rent is $1,800 for the active listings on the market right now. That's $1 a square foot roughly.
Okay, so that's a reasonable expectation. If somebody is a property owner, you know, I know a lot of folks try and go at it on their own.
Yeah.
At least for a time, but it's obviously it's a time consuming job to manage a rental.
Yes.
So I would say that's a pretty good average. You know, you can expect to get about $1 a square foot then.
Yeah, I've seen that for pretty close to 2 years now. It's been roughly $1 a square foot.
Okay.
And what do they have to come up with in order to actually move in? I mean, our security deposits have really actually changed. I think some people might have different expectations of what they actually have to save in order to be ready to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that comes into the conversation about whether they should rent or buy, because I think that they think that they're going to have to save less in order to, you know, to get their security deposit. But they actually might even save that amount just to put down an FHA loan if you look at all of the possibilities with buying.
Or even a 3% conventional loan, which a lot of the lenders out there are offering right now.
Yeah, so the maximum security deposit allowed by law is 1.5 times the rent. So if you're looking at a $1,000 rental, you need to have at least $1,500 ready to put down. And it should be fully refundable as long as you, you know, leave your properties neat, clean, and undamaged when you move out. You should get it all back. So it's basically you're putting your money away, saving it just in case you don't perform. So there's other management companies that do have other fees that are non-refundable. You just have to contact other companies individually to find out what those fees are.
So what are your, you know, what are your fees look like at Bloomtree Rental Solutions? I'm going to move into, you know, the rent's $1,500 a month. What do I need to actually order the moving truck?
So you're pretty much going to want to look around the 2000 market. Some of our owners want the maximum security deposit. Some of them are okay with 1 month's rent as security deposit. It depends on the caliber of the home, really. And if there's going to be pets allowed, then there would be pet deposits, maybe pet fees for additional cleaning needed after you move out, possibly pet rent being charged. But it's all a case by case with the owners and what they want us to do for the marketing on their properties.
What about therapy dogs?
Those are
everyone's favorite topic. Service animals.
So service animals, assistive animals, emotional support animals, therapy dogs. They're allowed, and they're not treated as pets. They should be listed as occupants on the lease rather than as pets. And
it's very interesting.
You know, fees and deposits should not be charged for them.
Okay.
However, the tenants are still responsible for making sure the animal is safe and doesn't bite anybody and cleaned up after them and
all just those like fun things. Any other kind of ADA compliance issue, you know, you can allow the tenants to make changes, but they're responsible for returning the property to its original condition when they leave.
Exactly. So it's a reasonable accommodation for a service animal.
So are you taking any new clients? I mean, how many properties do you manage right now?
So we've opened August 1st of 2016. So we've been open a little 26, 27 months now. We have 208 properties that we manage. We've done very little marketing. Most of our clients are referral based. We have 69 owners. So that tells you some of our clients are multi-property clients. Mm-hmm. And we have almost 350 tenants that we manage every month.
Wow, that's amazing. That's,
24/7 job.
Oh, I imagine. I want to circle back really quick to the pet issue because I think it's probably the biggest complaint that I hear about rentals, especially in this area, is how few owners are permitting pets. Can you speak to that? And just let's give the people just a real explanation.
Okay. So I've been doing property management roughly 11 years, and I have seen some atrocious conditions aftermath of tenants with pets. I've also seen properties left absolutely immaculate where we've given back the non-refundable pet fees that we've charged. And, you know, but we had one condo, dog was locked up all day, every day while the tenant worked, and easily half of the carpet had urine stains when we blacklit. And so it's just stuff like that, you know, that carpet had to be replaced. You know, when you've got 700-800 square feet of damaged carpet,
just doesn't cover it.
Doesn't cover it. So, but you know, it's just situations like that and not taking care of the animals or, you know, training them properly or keeping them, you know, kenneled or anything like that. Making sure they have a way to get out, to go to the bathroom is really the main thing. And it's not the animal's fault. So it's kind of sad. But, you know, there's a lot of our clients that do have the multifamily. They've been doing this a long time. They've had significant damage to properties. And that just really is what turned them off from allowing pets.
And I think as somebody who, you know, again, I've worked and been around that industry for nearly my entire life, I've seen some things, you know, and I think what people fail to understand is that these aren't just property owners who are just greedy jerks. They're trying to protect their investment.
Exactly.
And I know as an investor, you know, there's always going to be some risk of loss, but come on, people, you know, it's kind of the attitude that I take sometimes because I've seen the damage that a poorly attended to animal especially can do to a property.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you know,
I just wanted to dispel that myth that the reason people don't allow pets or charge, you know, big pet deposits or pet rent isn't because they're greedy. It's because they're trying to protect an investment.
It's a risk. Yeah, and another reason, too, is a large percentage of the properties we do manage are future retirement homes. And those owners either have allergies, legitimate allergies to animals, so they don't want pets for that reason, or they have their own animals, and they don't want any signs or whatever of other animals when they go to move in, and then it triggers their animal to misbehave. So there's always reasons usually, but a lot of it is the cost of remedying the property.
Yeah, they don't have to do a huge remodel just to move into the house that they bought.
Yep, exactly.
Well, and we've definitely had some clients that's exactly their game plan. And we've actually called you and had, you know, consultations about, you know, purchasing the property now and renting it out for, you know, a certain amount of time. And then they retire and then move into the property. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually been kind of brilliant because, you know, they get to go through that process now when the interest rates are still low. And I really think it's one of those things that people should consider thinking about it, especially with the rents so high right now, from an investment standpoint.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people should look into that for sure.
Especially if they're not looking to move into their home for a couple of years because they're waiting for retirement, and, you know, get a tenant in there and cover your expenses, your property taxes, your insurance, and, you know that someone's living there and taking care of the home. So, you know, if things happen, you know, they don't have to winterize the property because there's someone in there living in it and taking care of it and making sure everything's okay.
What about short-term rentals? Do you do those?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
We do have a couple furnished properties that I think we have one basically that that allows us for a 3-month lease. But for a majority of the other properties that we manage, it's at least a 6-month lease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we might go down that road in the future.
Yeah. Do you feel like, you know, when you're looking at all the rentals in town, I mean, that seems like a huge thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that's a huge part of our market.
Yeah, new construction is booming right now. So people don't necessarily need a 12-month rental. They might only need a 4 to 6 month rental.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's definitely a need for people, especially if they're coming here to build and their house is already under construction and they just need a place for 4 to 6 months. And then maybe go on a month to month after that. There's definitely a need for it. The percentage is small, but it's still there.
Yeah. I mean, I use PrescottCabinRentals.com. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good resource for people if you're looking to get quotes for, you know, month to month rentals. I'm trying to think if there's any other ones that we should be throwing out there.
I mean, other than the big, you know, national online brokerages, you know, like Airbnb or VRBO.com.
And HomeAway. Sometimes you can contact the owners directly and see if they're willing to rent it monthly. Mm-hmm. And some people have had, you know, luck doing that. Mm-hmm. And that way they have a place to land. But there's several hotels in the area, even though that's not ideal. But you can do long extended stays in some of the hotels. We've had to turn people in that direction, especially last year. Last year was tougher. This year seems to be a little bit better. But a lot of people that just couldn't find a rental and just would check into the long-term extended stay hotels, even if it's for 30 days. Then you at least have someone come in and make your bed for you every day.
Mm-hmm. Free breakfast.
Free breakfast, absolutely.
Free meal.
Yeah.
So do you see any changes coming soon to this area? Do you think it's just going to stay this way? Do you have any predictions?
I think it's going to continue to grow. I think that this, you know, with the notoriety that the Prescott area gets with the cleanest air and the best, one of the best places to retire, the Christmas town and all the other outdoor recreation, that's a big draw for a lot of people. I think that this area is going to stay popular for a while. So, but then with the new construction, that's hoping that will alleviate some of the lack of rentals, especially with the couple of big apartment complexes under construction. My hopes is that will alleviate the, you know, workforce need for housing and the hospital and medical fields.
Well, there's a couple of new developments, and I know that's almost a four-letter word in this town right now. Mm-hmm. New development is not necessarily well received, but some of the newer developments that are coming in are geared toward workforce housing as well. So not only is it a tremendous opportunity for someone who's looking to, you know, like the scenario we were talking about earlier, where you're looking to maybe buy it now, rent it out for a year or two or more, and then move into it when you retire. Straight up investments, I think there's still some good opportunities there. But those should help to drive rent down because it will increase inventory.
It should.
And, you know, and I think in this conversation we'd be remiss to not talk about, you know, sometimes it's just a better opportunity right now to buy. Interest rates are still low. We talked about this last week, but we'll talk about it again right now. Interest rates are still low. When I was a young lad in the early 80s, you know, we're looking at interest rates nearly 18%.
Yeah.
They're at 5.5. They're still good. You know, yes, they're not as low as they were 10 years ago. That's a good thing. Our economy's improving. You know, so it should be an opportunity that you look into. And one of the reasons that I love you so much is because you're willing to send people down that road.
Mm-hmm. I just talked to a tenant yesterday. We issued a non-renewal for because the owner's looking to sell her place, and that was one of my first sentences. What have you spoken with a lender yet?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to live here for at least 5 more years. Your kids are in school here. Buy something if you can. Mm-hmm. So you don't get another non-renewal notice ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's also a great way to circumvent the pet restrictions that mm-hmm. seem to be cropping up more and more often.
Yeah.
You know, no one can, to an extent, there are ordinances in place, mm-hmm. but for the most part, no one can tell you you can't have a dog if you own the place.
Right.
So I have one more question for you from the investor side. Investors coming to this area, they are going to look to retire in a couple of years. They're thinking they want to put some money down and invest in some real estate. And they sit down with you. How much does it cost them a month? What are they signing up for?
So it just depends on what their needs are. You know, if they're looking for full service management, we can negotiate, you know, the fees that we talk to them about that. You know, full service management with our company is 10%
okay.
of the rent. And we don't charge any leasing fees or renewal fees. And the tenants pay for the screening reports that we run, background checks. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we just have our agents doing the leasing and the showings, and we handle everything, rent collection, making sure the tenants are compliant with their lease terms. And when it comes time for move out, we do the final walkthrough, you know, take care of any cleaning they need and repairs that are needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, make sure that their deposit disposition gets out in a timely manner. So 14 business days, comes and goes quickly, so we just have to make sure the vendor, you know, vendor invoices are in for any work that was done, and make sure that the owner stays compliant with getting that letter out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that you charge reasonable rates, you syndicate better than most companies in town.
Try to.
And you get the job done.
Yes,
better
absolutely.
Than most companies in town.
Definitely.
In fact, probably better than any company in town. That's what you're trying to tell us right now.
That's the goal.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jenny.
You're welcome.
We appreciate your time coming in here today to talk to everybody about it. How can the people get in touch with you if they need to procure your services?
So we have an office inside of Bloomtree Realty on the corner of Gurley and Cortez, 102 West Gurley Street, right across from the Courthouse Square. Our direct office line is 928-848-6084. And I have a part-time leasing agent on staff and a full-time leasing agent on staff that handle both residential and commercial property management.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today. And until next time, I'm Kellen Hoskins.
Yeah, it was great talking to everybody. We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.